USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four teenagers were killed in a Buffalo, New York car crash Monday while attempting a TikTok challenge, encouraging car theft by showing people on the Chinese social media site how to hotwire a Kia. The four were killed when the stolen Kia they were in flipped and ejected them. One of the fatalities was a 14-year-old mother. The U.S. Office of Special Counsel announced President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, violated the Hatch Act with his Twitter usage. Klain is not the first high-profile member of the Biden administration found to have violated the act. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki received a reprimand last year. Both were let off the hook with a warning. Election Day is 12 days away, but in courtrooms across the country, lawsuits have already begun. More than 100 lawsuits have been filed this year around the upcoming midterm elections. The suits targeted over rules in mail-in voting, early voting, voter access, voting machines, voting registration, the counting of mismarked absentee ballots, and access for partisan poll watchers. Senator Mike Lee, the Republican from Utah on Newsmax overnight, says his opponent, Evan McMullen, is really a Democrat who's trying to con the voters using an independent label. Senator Lee.
It shouldn't work because once people know the truth, which is that he's a Democrat. Look, he voted for Joe Biden. He campaigned for Joe Biden. He embraced Democratic policies in order to court and gain the endorsement, the exclusive endorsement of the Utah Democratic Party.
Earlier this week, much of Europe and parts of Africa and Asia saw the moon eclipse the sun during the second and last solar eclipse of the year. The partial eclipse took about 4 hours. At its peak, the eclipse covered more than 80% of the sun. The next solar eclipse is in April of 2023. It will be a total eclipse across parts of Australia and Asia. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovNint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1 pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
The Army and the Navy collected data on their hypersonic missiles program during tests at NASA's facility in Virginia on Wednesday. The Pentagon has prioritized hypersonic missile research in recent years for the mere fact that China and Russia have stepped up their deployment. Hypersonic weapons travel at speeds greater than 5 times the speed of sound and can maneuver in the air and fly at varying altitudes to deliver their payloads. As the country worries about inflation, President Biden says he's working on excessive fees in order to help Americans.
President Biden says without proof, actions his administration is taking will save American consumers over $1 billion per year. Speaking from the White House on Wednesday, Biden saying he's going to eliminate junk fees like overdraft penalties from banks and those fees you pay when you upgrade your airline tickets.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair, and they hit marginalized Americans, the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The World Series gets underway Friday. This year's matchup will feature the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.